The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Haryanto Diman.
And I'm Dylan Ang. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. COVID-19 has severely affected many companies. Employment expectations among businesses in Singapore have taken a turn for the worse, while the overall business sentiment remains negative. This according to the Singapore Commercial Credit Bureau's latest quarterly survey of 200 business owners and senior executives. The indicator for employment expectations in the fourth quarter declined to negative 13.19 percentage points, the lowest level this year.
Now, it's in contrast to the third quarter, when employment sentiment had improved to negative 3.29 percentage points from negative 4.98 percentage points in the second quarter. SECB said the weakened employment sentiment is largely due to a tepid outlook in global economic activities, which has impacted firms in external-oriented sectors, in particular the financial, manufacturing and transport sectors. Firms are also turning towards hiring digitally savvy talent and investing in technology in a bid to digitalize and keep manpower costs low during this time.
Labour experts also told the Straits Times that tens of thousands of jobs here are expected to be cut within the next half a year, when the full impact of the COVID-19 pandemic will be felt. They added workers have so far been sheltered from the worst economic effects due to substantial government support.
Here to discuss this further is David Leong. Now, he's the Managing Director of HR firm People Worldwide Consulting. Hi, David. So nice to see you again. Now, it's been about 4 months since you were on the show. Is the current employment situation what you expected?
4 months ago when we spoke, that was the inception point. Today, the job situation is quite bad right now. It has deteriorated quite a fair bit. So we expect a bit more unemployment to be going on. Typically, in the Q4 of each year, we will see down cycle. And in addition to this down cycle, meaning to say people typically will not be hiring in Q4 of the year because we are coming close to the end of the year. Now, with the COVID in full force right now, companies will not be looking up to hire. Instead, I think because of the business sentiment, employees are looking to restructure the organization. So going forward, in the month of October to November, we'll be likely to see a bit more retrenchment going on. So I think the tsunami of job losses have to be expected.
Now, the government has been encouraging firms to hire local workers, especially with the recent move to raise the qualifying minimum salaries for EP and S-Pass holders. But some firms may still choose to hire foreigners. Now, David, what can locals do to make themselves more attractive to companies than their foreign counterparts?
This hiring of the foreigners, the EPs and the S-passes, have been fiercely debated in Parliament. We have seen both sides of the story, but on the ground, I think a few things needs to be elaborated. For the S-passes, when it was first started, it was supposed to be for the semi-skilled workers, actually a layer between the work permit and the EP. So when S-passes were introduced, it was sub $2,000 salary, and over time, it has increased to the current 2004-2005. At this salary range, typically what would happen is the PMETs are challenged because the S-passes workers from overseas, when they land themselves in Singapore, they are doing jobs that many PMETs can do. But except the wage gap, it's low. So they start with a lower wage point, which means to say that challenging and competing with the PMET at that level. Now, in a better economic situation, nobody will fight with the S-Pass for those roles. Those roles are necessary roles, but Singaporeans do not want to do those functions and jobs for three reasons. Some of these roles are dangerous, dirty, or difficult. So in good economic cycle, Singaporeans will not want to participate or join the company for such roles. So it was during an economic boom that we have shortages of such foreigners. MOM introduced S-Pass to bring in this group of semi-skilled level at the supervisory to manager role to fill the void. Now, when times are bad, now we are in a bad cycle, in a down cycle. We have to really look at this and see how we can redeploy Singaporeans for some of this position. So S-Pass and EP has to be re-looked at to see how we can restructure jobs to fill in Singaporean first, and then we bring in the foreigners to complement, not to substitute Singaporeans as a core.
Now, David, in downturns like this, people have to adapt and pivot, especially if their industry is badly hit. Now, one group may want to remain in the same industry, while another group is, say, open to switching to a different industry. Now, what's your advice for these two groups when it comes to upskilling, reskilling, and generally keeping their jobs secure?
I think the part about reskilling, upskilling is necessary because a lot of jobs are lost, and some of these jobs will be lost quite permanently. I think for job seekers, we should not be concerned about the industry. For so long as there are a job that's available, there are things like cross-functional skills. A sales job in a semicon industry to a pharmaceutical industry should be about the same, because you still use the same inherent skill set that you have, your sales skill set, to do the same job. So as far as I'm concerned, and as what I've advised some of my clients, it is good for us to open up our mind and consider the different industries, because industries are evolving as well. Even within the same industry, they have jobs that are no longer around. So it is good for job seekers to consider to go over to another industry to explore.
Well, thank you so much, David, for the advice and definitely the insights as well. And also for setting aside time to speak with us again. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Now, we are speaking to the Managing Director of HR firm People Worldwide Consulting, David Leong.